Hey,
Hello, hello.
how are we?
I'm good, thank you. I'm here again with a guest of the
Oh,
episode,
guest
Sir
appearance.
Lily. So if you
She's
hear any background noise, any little grizzles, it's not
Lily
me
Bear. And
making
if you
funny
haven't seen
noises.
her, please hop on over to TikTok and like our video of Lily introducing her.
Yes,
And also,
getting
I was
involved.
thinking this morning, please, guys, if you're loving it, we're getting quite a few messages lately, people saying how much they love the podcast. Please, like,
Yeah.
rate us, leave a
Leave us
review.
a review.
Yeah.
We say it
Introduce your
every week, but
mates.
it really helps. It really
Yeah.
does help get us seen. And yeah, we're getting some like messages coming through quite often now.
Yeah.
So we know you're out there. We know you're listening to us. So
Yeah.
if you
And
can,
also,
leave us a review.
if you're on one of these like Facebook groups, like Brides 2024, 2025, 2010, 2030, please write on there, say, has anyone else listened to this podcast? Because it's
Yeah.
immense.
Because it's the actual
It is so
bollocks.
freaking
You won't regret
Should we get
it.
started with the brilliant podcast?
I think we should.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
And I'm Hayley.
And we are your wedding planning experts.
Here to spill the tea on the inside of wedding planning and everything that goes with it.
Expect our honest opinions, the real juice on what happens on a wedding day,
with a few tips thrown in between.
And also just a chat between friends.
And of course, make sure you hit that subscribe button.
And
And
let's
let's
get
get
you
wed. Woo-hoo.
Your baby's giving me evils.
She just let out the most enormous burp during that
Oh,
intro.
I didn't hear her. Oh,
Did you
bless her.
not?
No. Leave that in.
Oh, it's
Leave
not very
it
ladylike.
in. God, Lily. How's your
Bless
week
her.
been anyway? Baby and up and
It's
everything?
yeah, it's been good. It's been good.
Good.
Been doing more wedmin for a couple, so been putting together a proposal. I like to call it a proposal because it sounds more posh than a
It is
quote,
a
but
proposal. Yeah.
it's a
Yeah.
proposal.
I
Right, I
call it a
propose
proposal.
this. Yeah,
Yeah.
and I just wanted to sort of say how much time it takes for me and probably every supplier to put a
Yeah.
proposal together, because
100%.
it's not just picking prices out and sticking them into like a pre-made format. Each wedding is different. Obviously, each couple has a different color
Yeah.
scheme, different flowers they want, different kind of arrangements. So it takes a long time to go through, and I have to write that up for each
Yeah.
couple,
I
and
bet especially
it is
for
bespoke.
you, mine's more templated and obviously
Yeah.
my cost is dependent on what like service they're going for and like what planning they've done so far, etc. But I have a rough guide of what I charge and
Yeah.
the templates are all pretty much the same. Like I've got bits on there with like my work, so they're all the same. Do you know what I mean? Like I
I
don't
see what
need
you
to do
mean.
those.
Yeah, so you
But
can
for
just kind of switch it
you,
up.
I imagine it's a
Yeah,
lot.
it is. And each, obviously, depending on what somebody wants and the flowers, the varieties change. And obviously, every flower's a
Yeah.
different price. I have to go and get a price off the wholesalers.
I bet. And
Yeah,
how
so
do you deal if
lots of
you've got like
time.
a quote for like 2025? Like that must be
Yeah.
hard, because what about if it completely changes?
Yeah, so basically, what I have to do is I have to kind of allow for like the inflation,
Right.
and the time of year. And
Yeah.
obviously, in my contract, I do sort of state that if something's gone up by, a certain
Yeah.
amount, obviously I do have to allow for that
100%, or they
within
change the
reason.
flower.
But I do have to say, like, as I've said before, it works on like an auction. So
Yeah.
if something happens and the inflation's ridiculous, or as we've
Yeah.
seen, things can change so quickly,
Exactly.
I just have to cover myself in that way. But
Yeah,
it is
definitely.
difficult sometimes, but
Yeah.
generally tends to be all right year on year. You don't get too much of a change, but yeah, so it is a case of it takes me up to a week sometimes to get back if I'm waiting for prices, because I
Yeah,
can't
of
do anything about that,
course.
obviously
Yeah.
relying
Yeah,
on the
and
wholesaler.
I think this is maybe that's why we are seeing. I think we've discussed this before, but so many florists now are trying to go more like, and I think that kind of wildflower vibe is very much in now anyway, like seasonal, really
Yeah.
random, all just random
Yeah,
flowers and
so like just
stuff.
leave it to us to use what's seasonal.
Literally,
You
yeah.
just
So
specify you want that look, and then
exactly.
we'll
Here's your
make it work.
colours. Yeah, this is
Yeah.
the ideas of what I like. Rock with it. Yeah,
And
I
it'll
think that's
work
definitely
out more,
best.
yeah, cost effective for the couple as well.
Yeah,
So
definitely.
but yeah, so just been doing that this week, and Or because I've got a few larger scale weddings coming up, I've had to book in, like, I have to hire a van and things like that. So just getting all that organised. So my fleet of vans that I end up turning up with. They're not very discreet. Like when that wedding in October where I was parking outside a church in this great big van. But
how you drive them things, Eva. Oh, honestly. Yeah. Sometimes I drive it.
I'm not
going
to lie.
Rare.
I feel great when I'm, like, driving it. I'm like, yeah, like, you just feel like, get out the way. Move out my way. And I'm going, like, really slow.
And how so many flowers. Like, you keep, obviously, like, when I've seen you do big weddings, everything's wedged in. But, like, if you need a big van, but it's not completely full, things must just, like, float around in there.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah. So, honestly, like, I'm not looking forward to getting back to that stress, let me tell you.
Yeah,
but
I bet.
That is a military operation in itself. Yes. Like making sure things are packed in the van properly and nothing's going to fall over.
Like Tetris.
When you've got delicate flowers, it's a whole other ball game. But you just have to be, you have to organise yourself.
Yeah,
basically, and then it's all fine. But nice. Yeah, so doing that and just being a mum, you know how it is.
Being a mum. I don't know how it is. No, I don't.
Just casually throwing that in there. I should be a mother. No, I'm joking.
It's a full-time job.
It's a full-time. I'm full-time mummy. I'm joking. I hate when people put that on. It makes me cringe. Anyway, how's your week been?
Yeah, good. Yeah. In the podcast about like final 3 months, a lot of my couples are coming up to that. So it's kind of doing catch up meetings, reminding them of all these things. Like, have you got these appointments booked? Have you got these appointments booked? I've got some that are like, yep, done. And others that are like, I will get around to doing that. And just like making final choices on things, like on stationery, proofs are coming through, so if they're happy with that, you know, the bands are contacting because they want, you know, the band will normally ask you for like a list of, from their, they'll give you a repertoire and they'll say, what do you like, what don't you like, so it can really give them an idea of like the kind of stuff that you like, kind of things like that. Also all the site visits that back in January I was booking in are now all rolling round, so I've been doing some site visits and stuff with people.
Speaking of like a list of do what you do like and what you don't like songs, you got anyone, because I did with the DJ, we had like a don't playlist, you know.
Yes.
Have you got anything like that? Have
I
you
need
done
to
any
put
songs
together,
that you don't want
100%,
I've got to
like,
know
all the
tell
classic,
me one that's on the don't play,
all the classic wedding songs, so like Mr. Brightside, absolutely not. Sweet Caroline, absolutely not. Like I hear them week in week out.
Da, da, da. I actually really like that song. Love a bit of Neil Diamond.
Do you know what? People love it, but because I hear it every, and to be fair, it does every time those kind of classics play, it does get like everyone
gets,
is up like,
really gets the people going.
I'm just like, no. I don't know. We just want like really current stuff, especially after, well, we'll probably do a bit because I love the 80s, so we'll probably do a bit of 80s to start with. Got to get a little bit of 90s in there, a bit of 90s garage in there as well.
Oh my god,
it. 90s classics, 90s garage, and then we're quite into like, you know, the current music, a little bit of like the classic indie songs, and then you know,
monkeys,
a bit of hip-hop, R&B, you know. So but we've got a band as well, so they'll do like the classics anyway, the band will. Cool. But I do need to check the old repertoire.
I always love to ask people what's on their don't play. I just do.
Any of them classic. Anything that you overly hear at a wedding.
Yeah.
Off the list. That I think I want to marry you. No.
I hate that song anyway.
It's popular. Anything like your sex is on fire. Like, no. Absolutely not. So, yeah. There you go.
I have a funny story, actually, because our DJ, who is amazing by the way,
fab.
I had a don't playlist, but no, I just did not think to say to him, don't play Michael Bublé. I no shade to Michael Bublé, right, but I feel his place is Christmas and that's it. Not a big fan.
Christmas and maybe like walking down the aisle first dance songs,
it's not really nighttime, is it? And so I didn't say anything. So I basically, this is how, like, I don't want to say anal because it's how anal I am. But I had like our first dance. Then I had a song I wanted to play in like next.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, anyway, no, that's because I always suggest that you should do that.
So we were going to have our first dance and then September by Earth, Wind and Fire. But he played a different song.
Did he?
He actually played, it was Michael Bublé's cover of Crazy Little Thing Called Love. And I remember the song starting. I was like, what's, This isn't like you know September when it starts. Yeah, you just know, don't you? Do you remember? Instead, it was like Michael Bublé, like.
By the way, that song's not on the list as well. My wedding's in May anyway, but again, every September wedding, and if it's actually on the.
I'm that person.
Oh my god!
I just love a bit of Earth, Wind and Fire. I'm not gonna lie, it really gets me going.
Actually, little tip there. That's what I always advise to do that. So pick your first dance and then pick a second dance. So whether that's your like dad and daughter dance, which actually Hayley did a few songs later, which works well. But if you don't want to do that dance, still pick a next song because it's either that you want them people to go into like hardcore party mode. So you know your guests, so you know what kind of song they want to do. Also, always pick your last song of the night as well because I'll never forget. On my 30th birthday, I actually gave them a list. I gave them my last four songs that I wanted playing. But they had messed up. I didn't organise this party, by the way. But I don't know what happened.
Disclaimer. But
to be fair, no, because my mum planned it, but she booked the DJ through the venue. So you think that they would all be on the same page. But anyway, the DJ thought that the last song of the night was 15 minutes later than it actually was. So the pub came up to him and were like, you need to stop playing now. And he was like, oh, I thought I had 15 more minutes.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, my birthday's 3 days before Christmas. I don't appreciate Christmas songs being played on my birthday. Don't really like Christmas songs. And all that runs through the whole of December is Mariah Bloody Carey.
So what did he play as
the last song of the night? Mariah Carey.
Oh, Hannah, that's...
What's it called again? You know the Christmas one.
I know, the classic. Oh, God. All I want for Christmas is you.
Oh, go away. I'm like, it's not Christmas. It's my birthday, mate.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
Oh, dear.
That's what I always say. Always pick the last song of the night. Because I always think it's so naff when you hate the last song of the night.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know? Like, I've never forgot that. In 5 years later, I'm still...
You're still fuming.
I'm still raging.
Still really gets you annoyed.
That DJ bit. Totally. Stay away from me, Nadja. So, catch-up meetings, lots going on, lots of planning at the minute. There's a lot going on, which is good. And also, I'm just trying to really be on top of everything. The thing is, you think, like, you know, I'm going off in, like, I've got a week off at the start of May for my first wedding. Then I'm off for 3 weeks for the second wedding. So actually, when you look at how many weeks I've got left to fit in, like, any other site visits for, like, weddings that are booking in still. We've still got weddings booking. We've got two consultations today, actually. One for June this year and one for September this year. So they're still coming in. We have to get those site visits booked in. So, yeah, just trying to fit all the meetings in, final meetings and stuff, like, before I go away, trying to manage the old diary, you know. I'm being quite strict on myself. I'm being quite good and being like saying no to things, saying to people like, you know, I just don't want to commit to anything in the next couple of months. Like, if I can come, I'll come. If I can't, I can't. I know it's a bit flaky, but is what it is. And I'm also scheduling
it's
in days
time,
off.
Though, for you.
Yeah, because I need like time to do my own stuff as well, you know. So
yeah.
No, yeah, totally. It's a story in Balamori for us over at Hannah Rose Weddings and Events. Yes. Also, I did release a little TikTok video the other day all about the top thing that couples always forget to think about. So head on over, Hannah Rose Weddings on TikTok.
God, you're shameless.
Shameless. I'm not going to lie, I thought it would do better than it did. I think TikTok's punishing me because I've been a bit naff on it this year.
I've been terrible on my socials as well, you know.
Yeah, yours is like died off a cliff.
If you
head
off
to... You need to put up a picture of your baby or something in like a pile of flowers.
People still been DMing me. So if you head over to my page, it's at Bloomfields Flowers, you'll notice I haven't posted for some time, but I've been busy birthing a child.
Yeah, but you need to post that up and say, guys. But you know, the thing is, I feel like a lot of businesses or people will be like, right, I'm now off maternity leave. This is the day I'm back. You didn't really have that like end.
No, I haven't really stopped though, because I've still been doing inquiries. I didn't want people to think I just dropped off the face.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And
I'm getting inquiries and things, so I just kept going.
Actually, if you do post up and say, I've just had a baby, people think.
Get in touch. It works.
You'll be starting to book Christmas soon, won't you?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, actually.
Literally, we're like at the end of the first quarter of the year. Like, what the hell?
Oh, I just don't know where the time's gone. I was thinking we started this, what, it's November, wasn't it?
Yeah, we've been to the podcast for like, so 4 months.
It's crazy.
Go us.
Yes. Amazing.
Fab. So we was having a little chat. Well, we was talking recently, weren't we, about like recycled, environmentally friendly, reloved, recycling kind of vibe, weren't we? So we were chatting about it earlier. And yeah, we thought we'd just like breeze over some tips and stuff for people.
Yeah, because I think it's hard. I think people don't really know like how you can be environmentally conscious like when you're planning a wedding. Yeah. And like if you are really... Obviously, we're all trying to do our bit for the environment, some people more than others. And if you are quite conscious about what you're doing, there are things that you can do.
100%. And also for the pocket at the minute as well. Like, yeah, absolutely.
Totally.
I also think, like, you know, we're talking about like wedding outfits mainly, but, you know, I think there is that perception, and I did it as well. Like, actually, when I think about it, I am a like massive believer in, like, you shouldn't just keep a wedding dress in a cupboard. Like, it doesn't make sense to me that you wear a wedding dress and it just sits there.
Yeah, it doesn't, so actually, does it?
I do think there's that mindset of you get engaged and the first thing, you know, one of the first things you do is go to a dress shop. And I just think it's an automatic reaction. And actually, when I look at it now, I'm like, I could have probably gone pre-loved, because it wouldn't bother me to hand that back afterwards. I don't have that kind of... like
emotional attachment to things. Yeah, so I'm not very much like that either. I will happily sell things on Vinted or re-gift, not re-gift. That's not bad.
Re-gift my clothes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, or give them to charity shops and things like that. I don't hold emotional value into... There's some things I do that are like actually are sentimental things, but I like materialistic things. Like, I don't... Like, if
mine
I'm doing
will be
a clear
like the
out,
photos.
I'll just...
You've got the photos in that dress then. So I'm never going to wear it again. You know, I do like the ideas you had before, though, where you can, like, if you do have a baby, you can turn the dress.
So that's why I kept mine. And that was, that's like I say, for me, that was something I wanted to do. But honestly, like, if I had to give it away, or if I did gift, you know, it wouldn't actually... bother me that much, to be honest.
Also, let's face it, Lily's already like 6 weeks old, and I don't see this blanket being made out of your dress, so is it ever gonna actually happen?
Well, I was thinking it'd be like a first birthday dress, or like we're not religious, like christening, or like I don't know, or
you
just
better get this
she might want it for her wedding. Might be a bit out of fashion then.
I think it might, mate. You need to But yeah, but it never even really, even being in the industry, and I know some great people that do this stuff, I just didn't really think about it. I just went out to a dress shop, tried some on and bought one.
Do you know what? I forget this, but the shop I got my dress from is not the first shop I went to. The first company I went to was a company that actually they were secondhand.
Oh, okay.
They were secondhand dresses, and they were like pre-loved and also sort of like ones that you hired.
Yeah.
And like they were kind of like individual pieces. It was almost like off a rack, and they were all really different, very, very unique.
Yeah.
And me and my mum went, and it was a tiny little, it was like a boutique in it was just outside Northampton.
Oh, can you remember what it's called?
It was something, Bridal Flamingo.
Oh, there you go.
They were called. And they were really good. And it was like this little room, and it was all sort of like vintage, and they had like fluffy rugs, and it was really cool. It was a whole vibe. But I just didn't find anything that I felt suited me in there. That was all. But I feel like if you can, maybe just go somewhere like that to start with. Like there are places out there if you Google search, but 100%. Without, you know, if you want to actually try someone, because there's lots of companies online that you obviously, you've got like Bridal Relove, Vintage, Recycle My Dress, Recycle My Wedding, and you look online, so you probably have to buy before you try, so it's a bit different, but...
Also, charity shops do them now as well, don't they?
Oh my God, yeah.
I mean, they have like whole wedding sections.
Will and Hospice, which is Milton Keynes based,
they
have a whole wedding shop. And it's all dedicated to wedding wear.
That's
and they've been at some of the wedding fairs I've done in the past.
Yeah.
And I tried on one of their wedding dresses before I was even engaged. It was a bit weird. But why not?
As you do.
And they were lovely.
The truth's coming out now.
I'm married now, I can let it all out.
See, this is the thing, though. I have been to, like, I think when I'm just looking around in, like, Oxfam or something, like, just because I love a charity shop.
Oh, my God.
And I've
so
seen a rail, and they're always a bit like, oh, don't know about that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes they're not actually that cheap. Because I actually, I tell you why.
Oxfam's expensive.
Yeah, I was looking for one once because I wanted to be like a dead bride at Halloween. And I looked and they were like £100 to £200. And I was like, yeah, I'm not paying that for a Halloween costume. Do you know what I might do, though? Because another place that you can obviously look is like Facebook. Like, these Facebook groups now are huge. Like, you have thousands of people
good.
In them. Yeah, and you can just literally say, like, you know, I mean, some people post that they're selling a dress, but I guarantee if you posted in there, is anyone selling a dress? Like, loads of people will
You'd
send you stuff.
You'd get so much uptake. Yeah,
I might
definitely.
Actually, when I've had my wedding, I might actually just say on, like, Facebook, if anyone is struggling, the only thing we're doing this is you never know if people are actually telling them the truth. But if someone's struggling and cannot afford their wedding dress or whatever and loves this dress, put up a picture of me in it, like, you can have it. Because it's going to do no good to me sitting in my wardrobe.
No, you're totally right. Yeah, exactly. It's just going to be there gathering dust. That's how I felt a bit about all of my stuff. I mean, certain things of mine, like I say, like the dress I've kept for now, but... like, my jewellery and things, like, I offered it to my friend was getting married, and I said, do you want any of this? You can have it, you know, borrow it. You can have what you like. Like, here's some photos of what I had. Well, she came to my wedding anyway, so she would have seen,
I mean,
but maybe she didn't like
anything.
If you
want to offer any of that over here, then how annoying that we worked out afterwards that I've bought the veil that you had, and I could have just had yours.
Oh, my God, you should have sent it back.
Yeah.
It's too late.
No, but I feel like we had the conversation like way after. It was too late.
Too long after. Yeah,
but
no,
stuff
enough.
Like veil and that you could sell. Like 100%. Those veils are so popular now.
Yeah, they are, definitely. Like, they've come way... like, is it a cathedral veil, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the really long one.
What's your... actually, don't say, because I don't want people to know what my veil's like. But...
oh, yeah.
Breeze past that. But
anyway.
Anyhow.
I mean,
you could whip that up on Vinted or Facebook Marketplace, get yourself £50, but you're also doing someone else a favour because they're like a few hundred pounds.
They are. They're really expensive.
They are.
Mine was like £300.
Yeah, that's ridiculous because mine was not that
so
price.
Much money. Yeah.
I got mine a lot cheaper. So yeah, I might have to have a little hunt in your jewellery collection. But again, you're so right. Like, all the jewellery I've bought for both weddings, I've got two different sets as well. I don't know, maybe the bracelets I'll wear again, but I don't feel like I don't know if I would wear it again. Have you worn yours again?
I've worn it many times, the jewellery.
Nice.
Earrings I wear regularly because they're not anything too extravagant. Also the necklace, and I bought, actually, I went onto Etsy and found some I bought them from the earrings I got from a small supplier, whereas I went to F. Hines, I think I said the other week, were saying go to Warren James or something, because you don't need to spend a lot of money on it. If like I said, it's a shame to spend loads of money on something that you might just wear once because it's like a statement piece.
100%.
If you're going to wear something more than once, then great. But if not, then it's a waste. It is a waste of money for one day.
It is. But actually, if you go online, there are a lot of shops that do just do like the wedding stuff. But actually, I mean, I suppose it depends. But actually, go in and buy and pre-love stuff from like Vinted, Facebook Marketplace, Facebook groups is your better option. Because actually, if somebody's only worn their earrings for one day, like, just give them a clean up.
Necklace, you can get that like cleaner, can't you? I've bought some off Amazon. It's like a sterling silver, like a disinfectant thing. And it's so good.
But actually, you're so right. If you can share jewellery between like family and friends, like, it's then like you're something borrowed.
Borrowed,
it means something.
Old, yeah, exactly.
Why not?
I mean, I was going to wear my mum's jewellery. Because it had in it the gem that I wanted to use, but it actually just didn't suit me. But otherwise, I would have used it.
Yeah,
I would have had, rather than even buy anything.
Rather
but
than buying it,
you know, I would go down that road before you start like spending out. Like, even like, if you want to spend money on jewelry, like, it soon adds up. You're going to be looking at spending like £100-150 on just like a necklace and earrings, like, easily.
So true.
So.
Which, if you know you're going to use it, fine. But, I think if you're trying to cut back in places or you're trying to be a bit more environmentally friendly and not just buy stuff that you're going to use once and potentially go to landfill, then yeah, look at going second hand, because there's so many. The thing is, there's so many wedding items. It's like these bride jumpers, right? I really wanted a bride jumper for like the hen do, for like when we go on the honeymoon, on the flight. But actually, in my head, I was like, hang on, there's going to be a lot of people out there that have bought these jumpers and will only have ever used them for the hen do and for their flight. So they've used them like twice. So I went on Vinted and bought one from there for like a quarter of the price. So it saved me some
That's
money.
That's so good.
Because they're not cheap, again. And also, like, it's just helping. Again, it's just more stuff that goes to landfill.
Yeah, it's like that fast fashion, isn't it? Where you just buying cheap and, like... But massively. I had one that was, like, first last Christmas as a miss.
Yeah,
so
I got
that
one of them
on Vinted.
Well. I got mine off Vinted, yeah.
Yeah, probably got it off of me.
Same one. But anything like that, and like hen do's, like if your friends are planning hen do's, like, you know, you get like the fake veil, or you know, the bridesmaid pajamas, like all those kind of things. Like, is it, you know, is it something you can buy? I don't know about secondhand pajamas, but you know, like bridesmaid t-shirts or hen party t-shirts,
yeah, all of that stuff. People, Vinted is literally it's so full of things like that. Yeah. It's so good. And also another idea you could do, say if you're engaged and your wedding's upcoming and you've got Christmas or a birthday before that, if you could maybe ask for like obviously you could ask for some jewelry or something like that, but you could ask for like an, you know, these experiences where you go and you make your own jewelry,
yeah,
like something like that might be quite cool. So you make something for yourself, like you can make like a necklace and things like that, or earrings, and then it's sort of a little bit more special, but you probably end up making something that you'd wear again. So
yeah, exactly. I did exactly what you said. I asked for it for my Christmas presents this last year. I was like, please only get me stuff that I want to use for the wedding.
For the wedding, exactly. So that's a good idea.
Definitely.
But and also like buying things secondhand, and maybe like I want to say not bejazzle, but bedazzle.
Like
I'm watching too much Tally.
Upcycle.
Your...
Wait, I don't know. You say upcycle for furniture. I don't know if you'd say that for outfits. Yeah, but like
revamp.
Change, yeah, repurposing.
Because then you buy like if you want a little bag or something. Like, you go on Vinted, how easy would it be to find a plain white bag or something?
Yeah.
Same for bridesmaids, if you want to buy, like, a bag or something. And then you could just take it home and, like, stick on some, like, if you're going for that whole, like, the white with the pearl theme, it's, like, massive.
Put
like, those big
on.
Oversized pearls and things. Yeah. You can just stick them on, like, anything.
Although,
like
only
that.
If you're creative, because don't make it look shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't, sometimes I feel like, is it borderline too, like, DIY?
Oh, that's, imagine being like, look at my bag I made.
Looks like
Lily made this for me.
Oh, did your child make that for you?
Did your 2-month-old child do that for you? Oh, dear.
Oh, God, how funny. But, yeah, there is ways of making it more for you. And even if that's a dress that you buy secondhand and you have the alterations done, so you buy
and
you
put your own stamp on it.
Exactly. You have straps added, or like this dress I've bought is quite simple and I'm having like some bits added and stuff. So it's making it more like for me, essentially. So if somebody else had the same dress, you probably wouldn't know, because there's these little bits that are different.
Yeah, and also keeping your eye out. If there's a bridal shop you particularly like that you pass by often, or you've been following them on Instagram, Facebook, they often have sales.
Oh, yes.
Definitely. And sometimes like the discounts are really, really good. Like
so
you can pick
good.
Up a designer dress for like £500, which is a lot of money. But when you think about wedding dresses can be up to like, well, you can spend what you like, but they generally tend to be like between $1,500 and $3,000, don't they? Like,
yeah, that's quite, I'd say that's the average.
Sort of, like, so £500 and a wedding dress is, that's great.
Yeah, 100%. And also, I kind of like, after I got my dress, I kept seeing loads of sales. I feel like they come like from September time. To like that wintery kind of period, you know, when
I was gonna say,
new trends are going to start coming in.
Yeah.
And, you know,
so they kind of do like
a restock and And I was
like, sale.
Damn it, because I bought mine in like May. And I was like, oh, damn, like I should have. But I'm also not a much of a sale shopper. I'm like very much like, I want to go in and get what I want to get.
Yeah.
Go home. Done.
See, I actually love a sale. I love having a route round.
Do
you? Good old rummage. Yeah.
Like
it's in my blood to rummage
patience.
Around.
And also that would have been.
Love a sale.
I still would have had plenty of time before the wedding. But yeah, I did go in a couple of shops when we were looking for bridesmaids dresses. Another little thing that I've been seeing a lot lately. I don't know if it's because I've liked it and it keeps coming up on my Instagram. But is the where when you have bits of your dress cut off, is have them turned made into, like, if you want a bow in your hair or, like, hair scrunchies. Like, I love all stuff like that.
That's really good. I love a little hack like that. I just do. I think it's great.
I might have a look at what I can have. Yeah. I might have a look at what I can have my dress turned into, you know.
Often I suggest to couples when they come to me, if they're having any offcuts of their dress or their bridesmaid's dresses, is because a lot of the time people want me to match the ribbon on the bouquets with their dresses. And I just say, look, if you're having any alterations done, keep the offcuts because I will use it. And I have done it so many times.
I'm going to do that for mine.
Yeah, so I'll just use the offcuts and wrap it
around all your bouquets.
As the bouquets, the finishing touches.
I love
and that. And that is an
That's
exact
a brilliant
match.
Idea. Love
you
it.
You heard it here
I
first.
I mean, I don't know how much has been cut off this dress, but...
You only need a little bit. You know, if you've got like a couple of centimetres all the way round, that's enough for me to...
I'm doing all my bouquets. I'm making loads of scrunchies. I'm making bows. I've got everything going on.
Yeah. I'll be like, oh my God, what's happened to you?
I didn't realise you were wearing a knee-length dress. Yeah. Well, I wasn't, but I really wanted to repurpose it.
Yeah, it's a play suit now.
Yeah.
That's in fashion, though, to be fair.
Yeah, can I get that done in 24 hours so I can take it on the head and do? Just, that should be a thing. They come at the end of the wedding, cut it up for you, and just take it off on the just old head and do.
Yeah.
We actually also had a question come in recently, which I thought was quite interesting. And it's not to do with like repurposing, saving money, saving the environment on wedding attire, but on flowers. So obviously your domain.
My domain.
So I thought we'll slip it in at this section. So my venue has said there is a wedding the day before mine. I'm thinking, could we share flowers? How would I get in touch with them? I was like,
interesting.
Do you know what? The amount of times that I do weddings with people that spend a lot of money on their flowers, right?
Yeah.
So they spend thousands on their flowers.
Yeah.
And I do think afterwards, every time, because it's always that battle at the end of the night. And I always say to my couples, little tip as well here, always pre-plan who's going to have flowers at the end of the night. So things like, you know, do you want bouquets for the parents? And I'm always like, just give them, you know, if you're having beautiful flower arrangements, give them one of those arrangements. So at the end of the night, I have a list. Say they've got 10 tables. I know those 10 people are having one of the centerpieces. Because let's face it, 9 times out of 10, the couple go on honeymoon the next day. They're not taking any flowers home. And you just end up wasting stuff. And sometimes I am really like, we did a wedding last year where they were all American. So no one could take the flowers.
Yeah, take them.
Yeah, they're all flying home the next day. And I just think sometimes it's such a shame when there's people in the world that cannot afford any flowers, would love to have flowers, are going through maybe situations where they're really ill. You know, we see that a lot in the wedding industry there, where they're doing rush weddings because they're ill.
Yeah.
And I just think, like, you know, should this be a thing? Like, should we be, you know, and I've heard of some great places in London where they're taking them to, like, care homes and stuff afterwards.
Yeah, so I've done that a few times, taking stuff around the next day to care homes and places like that and hospices and anywhere they'll allow you to have them, but, like, it will bring joy to somebody else. Because, like you say, if in that situation where they're not being given out as gifts or to family to take home, then somebody else should appreciate them.
Yeah, 100%. But what about this? You know, if you're doing a Friday, Saturday wedding, them guys teaming up and saying, right, I mean, it's not going to work if you've got a bridezilla, is it? But if you're both pretty chilled.
If you are. Do you know what? So this used to be quite a popular thing to do, I don't know, like 30 years ago.
Did it?
If you're getting married in a church, generally you'd have a discussion with that. Because they obviously have more than one wedding on a day sometimes.
Yeah.
You'd have a discussion with the other couple and you would literally come to an agreement and you would share them.
No way. That's brilliant,
so that
though.
Used to be quite a thing. But that's what I know from churches. If you're having, obviously, like, with... It becomes more difficult when it's in a venue and things like that. And obviously, like,
100%.
Normally I would do. Because you're moving them a lot. Generally, what happens on a wedding is we use the flowers at their peak. So they are, like, they will last, obviously, perfectly for your day. But they're, like, on the cusp of, like, they're not going to last very long.
You've got to cut them, haven't you? And then it's, like, how long do they last after they're cut?
You've got summer weddings. They're really good for the day. Probably not going to last much into the next day, let's be honest, because you want them perfect on the day and that's what your aim is.
Yeah,
so you're like getting them to their most open point, especially things like peonies and roses.
Yeah.
They're like almost close to blowing. That's what we call it when they go over, but like all being like really in bloom. So I think if you are going to do something like that, you need to discuss it way beforehand, but you might have to compromise on some other things.
Yeah, I think if it's last. Your if it's in your budget to have flowers, 100% order them yourself. But if you
but if it's not,
I mean, you are struggling, I do think it's definitely something you could look into.
I'd rather somebody did that. I'd rather somebody did that than someone did their own flowers.
100%.
To be honest with you, like you're gonna get going if you haven't got the budget or you're you know you really want to cut back rather than do your own flowers. Wow, they're not even cheap either.
But you know, people are going these old Shein and Temu. These Shall we go on to the old listeners' questions?
Yes,
I think we've just got one today. We've got quite a big one today. Do you want to read it out?
Yeah, I will read that out. So, I'm getting married in March 2025 in the UK, but I live abroad. I've booked my venue, but never seen it in person. We sent our parents to look at it on our behalf, and we did a virtual tour. Luckily, we are coming back to the UK in September, so we'll finally be able to see it in person before the big day. My question is, what supplies do you recommend booking before having seen it in person, and what should I wait to book until we have seen it in September? Should I should just mention it's a dry hire venue.
Good question, isn't it?
Yes.
And straight away we thought of, so a couple that I worked with as a planner last year, she actually never saw her venue until the wedding day.
Yes, yeah, I find that insane. It's quite exciting though.
Her dad went and viewed it. She looked at it online, did a little virtual tour, and that was it. And to be honest, I'll be really honest, and this is not me just saying it because I'm a planner, but because you don't have to use me, you can use whoever you want.
Yeah.
But I would highly recommend, if you're not living in the UK, to save that. And also, you're coming back, but are you coming back to live? I mean, it doesn't say if you're coming back to live here or, but to have that trust in the suppliers, to find, you know, the right people and to know exactly what you need at this point. I would say, like, hiring a planner is just going to... Because, for example, like, with the couple that I worked with in America, like, I did so much for them because they couldn't do it because they're in the UK. Even down to, like, a cake tasting, they were like, do you know what? We'll leave it to you. Like, we trust your judgment. And if you've got someone on board that you can trust and also knows the area, knows the suppliers, it's, like, worth its weight in gold if you don't live in the country.
Well, your job essentially is to find all... So the question they have asked, your job, that is your job, isn't it? To find those suppliers for you. Trustworthy suppliers that you know that you can suggest.
Because as a planner, we would do a meeting of exact... We would know. We ask the right questions to know exactly what you want. And then we then say... And you would trust us to be like, look, this person's going to be perfect for you, for example. So we put an amazing crew together for the wedding last year for the American couple. And she was very much like, I trust you, I trust your judgment. And even down to things like the suits. Like, I went into the store because they couldn't come into the store. I had all the groomsmen's measurements. And I was like, look, let's get this order done because it was too difficult to do online. But at the same time, it might not be in your budget. Absolutely fine. So what I would say is... For your caterer, wait till September before you've done a tasting. Unless you, sometimes at a dry hire venue, they do stipulate the caterer that you have to use.
Using from their list,
I would also, it'd be interesting to know what the venue is, but I would start looking at like florists.
Yes, I was going to say decor and thing at Bloomfield's Flowers. We travel the UK.
Yeah, we travel all over. She's like, actually, I'm getting married in Scotland or Ireland. You're like, no.
That's fine. We've been up that far.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah, we did a wedding last year. Well, not as far as that, but we've been as far as Lake Windermere. That's far.
But yeah, so and recruiting these people and getting them to go and look at the venue, and they will give you their expertise on what's going to work, essentially. Because me and you did that, didn't we, for the wedding we did last year? We went up, we were like, look, you should have X, Y, Z. And she was like, yeah, great, that's what I'll do.
And she trusted us. And we like. And the beauty today is that you can do a Zoom call, you can do a FaceTime as well. Like, you can actually do like a virtual tour, and like, you could set that up with your supplier. Say with me, like a florist, I can go there, I can get on FaceTime, I'll say, you should have this here, I can do a little sketch for you, things like that.
But I would say the only things that you have to actually meet and see in person is like trying the food. Trying a cake is always good. But, you know, you can have samples sent to your parents for them to try for you for your cake. I'd say try and get your tasting done. But like I say, a lot of people tell you the caterer that you have to use anyway, or you only have a couple to choose from. So contact those ones you have to choose from. Get a quote. See the kind of vibe that they are, and you'll probably find one of them sticks out to you anyway. And then do your tastings when you get back. But I would say anything you've got to try. But like photographer, 100% get them booked now, because it doesn't make any difference.
At the end of the day, with a photographer, if you go on their Instagram, you're literally going to see what their pictures are like, their style and everything. So really, it doesn't matter. They're going only going to be photographing, obviously what they're photographing is going to be you. You really just want to see the filter they've got, basically, isn't it, and the style.
The style that they do, photographer, videographer. And again, I always say make sure you do a consultation with them, because you want to obviously pick someone that you click with personality wise but hair and makeup, you can still book now. You don't need to be able to meet them. The one thing I would say is, if you, I mean, you've said you're coming back in September, I don't know if that's to live, but if it's not to live, make sure that you're also booking in some time, like a couple of months before, to do things like menu tastings for your final menu choices, and your hair and makeup trials, all those kind of bits and bobs. So make sure you are putting a couple of trips in. You're going to need to give your notice of marriage as well. So I would, make sure that, you know,
if you're coming back,
and actually,
you're coming back.
Well, you're coming back September, your wedding's in March. Actually,
so 6 months is.
Yeah, so you could actually, if you get a hair and makeup artist booked now, you could do your trials in September.
I was going to say, if it's worth them looking around, doing the research now, picking some people out and actually booking these appointments in for when you're getting back. Yeah. So it's all done. So if you are going back to where you're from, like, you know, if you're flying back abroad, then all that's sorted. It's done. You just got to come back for the week of your wedding and. Lovely.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're nervous about booking like your venue, your caterer, March isn't a hugely like wedding popular time. Like I planned a whole wedding for February for a February date in 7 weeks, and I didn't struggle to find supplies. I don't think you're going to struggle to find people on a March date. Do you know what I mean?
March is a really good time of year.
Yeah. Don't feel panicked. Like if it was a Saturday in June, July, August, I'd be like,
you'd be struggling. Yeah.
Yeah,
but
if you want to wait till you're back, it's not going to be the end of the world as well.
No. Yeah, totally agree.
Also, she mentions it's a dry hire venue. Please get a coordinator. Doesn't need to be me.
We spoke about this a couple of episodes back.
Honestly, you need a coordinator. 1,000%. That should be top of your list.
In your budget.
Get booking one now.
Yeah, you really do.
I'll do you a little let's get you wedged deal. A little. I'll throw something in for you.
Yeah, a discount.
She'll message me. I'll be like, what? Who agreed that? No, I'm joking. Get in touch. But I would say there's a lot of things that you can get done virtually and get it and just get it done and crossed off your list. And then, you know, go and do tastings, trials, etc. in September. And you ain't got to panic. You can have a lovely Christmas.
Yeah.
Nice and chilled, you know.
And
brilliant.
Also, you know,
panic.
Keep listening to the podcast for all your tips.
Yeah. Also, your dress, you don't need to buy that in the UK. Stationery, you don't need to buy in the UK. You can, if you are then flying, if you are living out of the UK, the wedding that we did of the Americans last year, she bought her dress in America. They bought the bridesmaids' dresses in America. They bought suits in America. No, they didn't. They bought suits in the UK, but I did all the ordering for them. And they did stationery in America, and she just flew it back because she just felt... She just wanted it. She knew people in America that she wanted to do it. The dress shop was across the road from her workplace. She loved the dresses in there. So you know, it's anything's possible nowadays.
Anything
is
possible. It really is. Yeah, you can. It's amazing what you can do, and in a short space of time, if needs
exactly.
be.
Exactly. So, but yeah, I hope that helped. That's us for today, isn't it?
That's it, yeah. So hopefully you've enjoyed this episode of Let's Get You Wed, the Wedding Planning Podcast.
Yeah.
And don't forget, leave us a review.
Yes.
We really do appreciate them.
Massively.
So please do. And then get in touch with us. You can send your questions to letsgetyouwedpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on socials. TikTok, Instagram is @letsgetyouwedpodcast. And you can also follow us separately. So Hannah's @HannahRoseWeddings and I'm @BloomfieldsFlowers. Yeah, get in touch. We'd love to hear from you.
And share it with your mates as well.
Yeah, share it.
Share.
Share.
Thanks, guys.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.